Well, as we've been hearing, this earthquake has killed at least 2,500 people. The UN Emergency Coordinator for the 2005 Pakistan earthquake, which killed around 75,000 people, is warning that this disaster in Nepal could end up taking even more lives. Andrew McLeod spoke to our reporter, Jessica Kidd.
The three critical things you need to look at to get a sense of scale is the size of an earthquake, the depth of an earthquake, and the proximity to population centres. This earthquake was 7.8, 7.9. That's higher than the Pakistan earthquake that ultimately killed 75,000 people. It was somewhere around about 11, 12 kilometres deep, which is incredibly shallow. And the shallower, the more dangerous they are. The Pakistan earthquake, for example, was 30 kilometres deep. And there are around about 6 million people in the 100 kilometre circumference around where the epicentre was. In Pakistan, there was about 5.5 million people. So this earthquake is larger, it's shallower, and there are more people within the 100 kilometre radius. Potentially, therefore, this could be a much bigger earthquake with a much larger challenge than Pakistan was in 2005.
Going off your experience in Pakistan in 2005, what are your concerns when you say that this is potentially a bigger and more deadly earthquake?
Now, a country like Nepal, which has had a difficult last 20 years because of the civil war and has poor economic development, the building codes and building standards are not in place. So it's likely that many, many more buildings are vulnerable to collapse. However, a lot of the subsoil in Nepal is built on rock, which means you won't have as much liquefaction like you saw in places like Christchurch. So I'm concerned about the building standards. I am concerned about the absolute difficulty in reaching many of the villages and towns. I mean, many are a couple of days' walk, even at the best of times. So it's going to be some time before we have full visibility on exactly where the scale is.
Can you describe what some of the initial problems might be in the weeks following this earthquake? What kind of sanitation issues, food issues or disease issues could become problems?
Sanitation is always a big issue, but strangely enough, one of the largest ones is measles. And you'll see very quickly people like Save the Children and UNICEF doing anti-measles campaign and anti-measles vaccination. And some people in the West question that. It's actually one of the largest killers in displaced persons, a large concentration of displaced people following a natural disaster. Clean water is also critical because you need to avoid dysentery. And then getting latrines dug. You know, in Pakistan, we needed to build 200,000 pit latrines. And you might need to do something about that scale here in Nepal if you end up finding 1 million or 2 million people being homeless for a period of time.
How long do you anticipate that the cleanup is going to take?
I think the initial emergency assistance will probably take about 3 to 6 months, then recovery and reconstruction all the way through to final reconstruction, about 8 to 10 years. I mean, the last person to leave transitional shelter after the Kobe earthquake in Japan, when it was the second largest economy in the world, left 8 years after the event. The Earthquake Reconstruction Rehabilitation Authority in Pakistan is still in existence 10 years after the event. So let's not kid ourselves. A major disaster like this will send an entire generation of Nepalese backwards in economic development, and it will take every bit of a decade for this country to really recover.
This entire region, sort of stretching from Nepal and northern India through to the Caucasus, is an incredibly tectonically active zone,
yep.
Isn't it?
Look, it is. You've still got India subducting underneath Asia. This earthquake probably would have grown Mount Everest by a centimetre or two, I imagine. I mean, it's moved a great chunk of the plateau about 30 centimetres to the south. And India is continuing to move north and will continue to do so. So when you look at those fault lines that stretch through Burma, Nepal, around northern India, into Pakistan, Afghanistan, and down into Iran, I mean, these are the sorts of things that will happen over and over again. There's been predictions for ages that there'll be somewhere around about a level 9 earthquake underneath Kathmandu, and it was always going to happen in the short term, which unfortunately in geological terms is sometime in the next 100 to 200 years, questioning whether this is the big one or whether this is the lead up to it.
That's the former UN Emergency Coordinator for the 2005 Pakistan quake, Andrew McLeod, speaking to Jessica Kidd.